This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Robert M. Gates, Boy Scouts of America president, former Secretary of Defense, said the Scouts must deal with the world as it is, not as they might wish it to be. He advocated allowing gay leaders in the BSA. A report by the Government Accountability Office found that examination of charities and tax-exempt groups has steadily declined over the years and that review rates were lower than for other filers. 2013, IRS examined 0.71% of all charitable organizations' filings, compared with 1% for individuals and 1.4% for corporations. The GAO also reported that the IRS did not have quantitative measures of compliance or particular aspects of compliance to guide its review of charities. Justice Department's Office of Inspector General released a report on the FBI and how they used the Patriot Act in the Bush and Obama administrations. The report criticized the Justice Department for taking 7 years to put in place a set of privacy protection rules for information on Americans gathered via court orders under that statute. Senator Rand Paul, a Republican of Kentucky, did a mini filibuster for 10.5 hours opposing extension of the Patriot Act. The Obama administration is expected to announce a major clean water regulation that would restore the federal government's authority to limit pollution in the nation's rivers, lakes, streams, and wetlands. Nonprofit arm of Karl Rove's Crossroads, which has been a key player in Republican strategy in the last three campaigns, is facing an internal revenue service review that could eviscerate its fundraising. Of the top 25 school bus markets, 19 have propane-fueled vehicles in their fleets now, including New York, Chicago, Houston, L.A., Miami, Philly, and Phoenix. Boston just bought 86 of the alternative fuel buses for the fall, while in the Mesa County Valley District in Grand Junction, Colorado, administrators recently signed a 5-year, $30 million contract that includes 122 propane buses. Change is being driven by environmental rules and price. With avian flu devastating a significant portion of the nation's egg-laying hens, major food companies and restaurant chains are bracing for shortages and scouting the country to find alternative supply sources. Roughly 87% of the birds stricken with the disease are laying hens, according to the Department of Agriculture. Voice of People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and AM/FM, along with KABF, FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.